Welcome to VizCompass for iPhone, the free app that turns your iPhone into an audio compass. It aims to empower visually impaired crew to helm a boat on a preset course or turn or tack it in moderate coastal sailing conditions under the guidance of a qualified sighted skipper. VizCompass doesn't replace any of the skipper's safety responsibilities for the vessel and its crew, and he or she will normally set up the hardware on the boat and input the course information, which VizCompass then helps the visually impaired crew to steer to. If the weather conditions are favourable, this introduction can also lead visually impaired crew, with appropriate coaching and support, to more independent forms of helming, for example, steering to the wind and to the feel of the vessel. Apple VoiceOver and Apple Voice Control. Apple VoiceOver is a screen reader which has been helping visually impaired people understand and interact with iPhone screen content for many years. With VoiceOver activated, VizCompass's layout and controls are audio described. This can be helpful for initial orientation purposes, but VoiceOver should be deactivated when VizCompass is in use by a sighted skipper, since the only audio output wanted from the phone is VizCompass's helming feedback. Similarly, Apple's more recent voice control isn't recommended for use at sea with VizCompass. Walk around VizCompass's functions. 1. All the app's functions are contained in one screen. At the top is the current compass heading of the phone. If the phone has been mounted on the center line, this will also be the heading of the vessel, measured in degrees true. VizCompass uses the inbuilt compass and gyros of the phone, so GPS and cell coverage are not required. 2. Next down the screen is the slide on-off switch. When switched on, VizCompass displays and navigates in the direction of the phone / vessel at the moment of switch on. This target direction is the number displayed below the slider switch. Once set by the sighted skipper, the target can then be changed using the red minus and green plus arrows, enabling the VI crew to helm the vessel through a turn. The increment of target change achieved by each button press is half that of the chosen tolerance setting described below. 3. Next down, when navigating is underway, with VizCompass switched on and the boat's heading deviates from the target heading by more than a preset tolerance, a large coloured number and arrow appear. These indicate the off-course angle and its direction. This information is communicated to the VI helmsman via audio beeps. Higher pitched chicken beeps require a correction turn to starboard, and lower pitched ducks say turn to port. The faster the beeps, the bigger the necessary correction. When the boat is being steered on course within the set tolerance, a reassuring quiet drumbeat signal or an audio readout of the boat's compass heading in degrees is selectable. 4. At the bottom of the screen are the three user selectable settings to enable / disable these two forms of on-course audio feedback, to order the tolerance angle, and to change the speed of the app's response. 5. A sideways slide of the target minus or plus arrows immediately changes the set target by 100 degrees, the typical tacking angle of a sailboat. This advanced function facilitates the skill of tacking upwind to be developed. 7. Set Viz Compass up on board. 1. The iPhone, protected by a suitable case if conditions require it, must be mounted screen up with its top towards the bow and aligned to the boat's centre line. Should be attached firmly to the vessel by Velcro, gaffer tape or a phone mount. The phone should remain in position while Viz Compass is in use, otherwise course keeping will be thrown off. Mount it where the skipper can readily operate it, but away from any large metallic objects, such as the ship's compass, that could cause magnetic interference. If the app is to be run over a prolonged period, a car phone charge lead into the boat's electrical supply is useful. Viz Compass overrides any sleep setting on the phone, so note that it carries on working and thus using battery power until the app is closed. Incoming calls and messages aren't muted though, so setting up airplane mode or voicemail is a good idea. 3. On a calm day, Viz Compass's audio output can simply be transmitted via the speaker built into an iPhone if it is mounted close to the helm. But a better solution is wireless transmission to a Bluetooth earbud or a small portable / rechargeable Bluetooth speaker at the helming position. Wired earphones also work, though they've generally been superseded by Bluetooth devices. Using Bluetooth, the phone can be more safely mounted, say, under the spray hood. Practice Bluetooth pairing in advance. 4. Earbuds usually receive all an iPhone's audio outputs, so they would interrupt Viz Compass when calls come in and they're silenced. However, iPhones cleverly detect when they are Bluetooth to a speaker, and they only send it music sounds, not calls, not message alerts, but also not Viz Compass outputs. So if using a Bluetooth speaker, or if your earbuds don't automatically pick up Viz Compass sounds, overcome this with the settings adjustment described below. Settings for Bluetooth use, usually only needed for Bluetooth speakers. 1. Check Viz Compass is not running on your iPhone, nor any other sound or music outputting apps like Spotify. 2. Switch on Bluetooth speaker / earbud and put it into Bluetooth pairing mode, which sometimes only runs for a little while. 3. To pair your phone with the speaker / earbud, go to the iPhone's settings and select Bluetooth. On the Bluetooth page, check that Bluetooth is switched on. If it isn't already showing as connected, touch the line showing the name of your speaker or earbud, for example, Sony SRS, which should then show connected. Touch the circled eye on the same line, which should open a new page. If the device type option is available on this new page, touch that label and on the further page which opens, select headphone if not already ticked. 6. Open VizCompass on your iPhone and check that its drum beat, duck and chick noises now emerge from your Bluetooth device. Remember to reverse this process when you want your speaker just to deliver iPhone music again. VizCompass status. VizCompass is still being developed to maintain its capability, with a focus being a simple to use standalone app, which is great at its core job. There are many further developments in train to broaden the sailing experience of visually impaired crew. For example, course navigation or instrument integration. These are likely to be included in a forthcoming VizCompass Plus for advanced users rather than VizCompass itself. Conditions of use. The VizCompass app was developed by IT professionals and sailors, giving freely of their time. It is made available to the visually impaired sailing community worldwide, free of charge. It may not be integrated into other software or hardware, rebranded, modified, or remarketed without the express consent of the developers. The need for a sighted companion. VizCompass does not in any way reduce or replace the skipper's responsibility for the safe conduct of the vessel in which the app is used. He/she should make the decision as to the appropriateness of the app's use in any given situation and ensure it is thoroughly commissioned and monitored in use. The developers accept no liability whatsoever for accidents or incidents which take place on vessels on which VizCompass is in use. Feedback. The developers would welcome any feedback from users and any contact with organisations or businesses in partnering with us. Please do so at mail@willbridge.com. Ends.